Proclamation number 4473 of 2nd of November, 1948. Disciples of the End Time. Spreading the truth. My disciples of the last days are instructed to convey to you humans that which will help you attain beatitude. My word, which is conveyed to them in all purity from above through my love. The fact that I chose these disciples myself must be understandable to you if you consider that the teaching, which is spread on earth as my teaching, is no longer pure and unadulterated, and that I cannot allow the truth to be increasingly suppressed. That I therefore take care to convey the pure truth to people again, and that this can only happen in such a way that a person receives it in the form of my word, which comes directly from me and therefore guarantees fullest truth. My representatives by name could likewise serve me as recipients if they lived according to my will, i.e., if they lived a right life of love, a life of unselfish neighborly love, and which is very important. Could believe in my direct working of the Spirit. But they lack this faith because they have also lost the knowledge of my working of the Spirit. And thus I myself have to look for my disciples and train them as bearers of truth. I have to reveal myself to those who carry this faith within themselves, who consider no thing impossible because everything is possible for God. To these I now bring my gospel with the mission to spread it throughout the world. I now take real pleasure in those who comply with my mission and their eagerness to serve me, who are therefore constantly willing to listen to the inner voice and don't let anything from outside dissuade them from their intention, which is truly extremely beneficial for themselves and also for their fellow human beings. For I need these co-workers on earth to spread the pure truth, because it cannot be offered other than through human mouths to people who are still weak in faith and do not enter into direct contact with me in order to be able to hear me myself. Admittedly, the act of transmitting the truth will always remain incomprehensible to people as long as they are not profoundly devout and live in love themselves. And therefore the spreaders of truth will always be met with doubt, but this shall not disturb my disciples of the last days and their work for me and my kingdom. The truth will prevail, it will be victorious, albeit after a difficult battle against the one who, as the prince of lies, wants to suppress the truth and therefore will act with hostility against the bearers of truth. The truth is from me and therefore the bearer of truth also fights with me. But the end is near, and only those who possess the truth will not perish in the end but enter the paradise of the new earth as my followers. And therefore my disciples' mission is of utmost urgency, for the end is near and with it the last judgment. Amen.